Welcome back. The This Star Won't Go Out Foundation is holding their Shine Under the Stars Gala celebration at the Adams Inn in North Quincy later on this month. And founder Lori Earle is here to tell us a little bit about this organization and about this fun event. Hi, Lori. Good to see you again.
Hi, Joe.
It's a pleasure, as always.
Oh, yes. It's always nice to. I love what we have here in Quincy with QATV and all the things you guys do. So
thank you.
I think it's awesome.
Always nice to hear. It's a great opportunity for you to share your story about your daughter, Esther, and about the starting of this foundation and about this fun event that's coming up. So why don't we start at the beginning, as always. What is the This Star Won't Go Out Foundation?
So our daughter, Esther, and there's a beautiful picture here of her book, was 12 years old when she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And she lived with her cancer for 4 years before she passed away in 2010. And so in her memory, we started The Star Won't Go Out, and we provide financial resources to families that are going through the stress of and the treatment of their child. A lot of times, two-person families, two-income families, can end up having financial stress because of bills and losing work and having to take time off. I mean, when Esther was sick, one of us, my husband or I, was in the hospital all the time.
Sure.
With her, overnights. And so, yeah, it's a lot. So we've been able to give out through the foundation. We started in 2011.
Yep.
It's 2022 now. And we have been able to give out over $450,000 to help families.
So there's a very good chance that this year's event will bring you over the $500,000.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what the money goes for is to pay for cost of living expenses,
mm-hmm.
that insurance doesn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
So, worrying about your rent, worrying about your mortgage, worrying about your car payments, and some families' food on the table. And so the gifts get sent directly to the family or to the creditor and pay for those things so that they can, we always say it's so that they can worry, they can spend their time thinking and concentrating about their child instead of worrying about their bills.
Yeah, and given inflation, recently, it's more
terrible.
Crucial than ever that these costs are
really
covered.
It is really hard. We actually just sent out some grocery cards to a family that we've helped in the past recently because their child can only wants to eat certain foods, having been in treatment.
Mm-hmm,
And food's so expensive.
Yes,
so,
very much so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So why This Star Won't Go Out, Lori? Why was it called that?
It actually, so this bracelet,
yep.
was made by one of Esther's friends. Well, not this very one, but,
yeah, right.
but they brought bracelets to her friend Alexa, brought bracelets to her Make-A-Wish, and said that the phrase had just come to her because she knew that Esther meant star.
Okay.
And so they've been our signature. And the color is significant because Esther loved this neon green.
Oh,
and
really?
two of her walls were painted neon green, and two were painted sort of a, whatever the orange is, like a burnt orange.
Okay.
She liked color.
All right, okay. And that really described her young life, right?
Was it did. It did.
Vibrant
she was
and
vibrant.
Colorful.
Yeah. She was, her hair was kind of reddish.
Mm-hmm.
She was active. And so, of course, we were completely unexpected that she would, she started coughing. We thought, how come she's not getting over this? And so to find cancer was really, really unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
But her life was really all about doing things for other people.
Yeah.
She had been a YouTuber already in the early days of YouTube. And so she just, her personality was, she wanted to help others. So she would follow other YouTubers and social media accounts where they only had a few comments because she wanted to encourage them.
Okay.
And she started a question forum where people could ask questions and she would give them answers. And so she just, that was just who she was.
Yeah.
She really was all about making light in the world and doing things for others. And
yeah.
So that's why it just seems so right to just carry on her vision. Not that she, she would have probably had much bigger visions.
Oh,
but
sure. Yeah.
We wanted to make an impact for others.
Yeah.
And I'm a pragmatist, so worrying about bills and, what's on hand so that you can spend the time focusing on your kids.
Yeah.
That was really, really important to me.
And in fact, her story caught the attention of acclaimed children's author John Green.
Yes,
yeah.
Young adult author John Green. They became friends through YouTube connections,
mm.
because he and his brother were YouTubers. And Esther was part of the community called Nerd Fighters, who are not people that fight nerds, but who are nerdy and
stand up for
being an individual and following your passions. And so through their friendship, after she passed away, he wrote his book, The Fault in Our Stars, which then became, it was blockbuster book and then later blockbuster movie.
Movie, right, yeah.
And it's dedicated, so the book is dedicated to Esther, right inside it says for Esther Earle.
Yes.
So that, and he was at her Make-A-Wish, so so that was pretty cool. But yeah, so those friendships and that, you know, just spurred kind of, not because This Star Won't Go Out is, we really have tried to focus here in Quincy. Esther's reach was kind of all over the internet.
Yeah, but she was a Quincy High School student.
But she went to North Quincy High School. Yeah. She was at Atlantic Middle School before that. And we had other kids in North Quincy High School, of course. And so, you know, we really have wanted to stay connected. This Star Won't Go Out is a member of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And we're involved in the community wherever we can be. And so, so that's important to us because we're in a place and place is really important. So we have so appreciated this year for our Shine Gala.
Yes, tell us all about it.
Yeah. Granite Telecom is our presenting sponsor.
Okay.
We also have sponsorships from Quincy Credit Union and an organization called Eagle Environmental. And we are going to have fun. We wanted to pick a place that would feel safe in consideration of health risks.
Okay.
So we're at the Adams Inn so that we can be outdoors at the outdoor space, you know, at the gazebo
and
the tent.
Right on the Neponset River.
Crossing fingers for good weather,
right.
But at least they've got, you know, they've got panels.
Some protection
if it's a little windy.
Right.
So that's going to be really exciting. We're going to have Sorbani Banerjee is coming up. She was at Fox 25 for many years. She's a young adult author as well. And she's going to be our host. We have an awesome DJ named Edison. And we're going to have a wine pull. We have auction. We have raffles. And we're going to be presenting a few of our star families that we have helped over the last couple of years.
Okay.
And we're going to have a gold carpet runway and escort them in.
Because it's all about shiny, sparkly things.
It's all about shiny. And we have tickets available. We'd love to have, you know, folks from the community support what we're doing and support these families in the midst of a pandemic. Cancer didn't go away.
Right, yeah. Were you able to do this event last year and the year before?
So, we had one online gala during the pandemic.
And probably in 2020, right?
In 2020.
Yeah.
And then didn't do one last year. So we're super excited to be in person.
Oh, right. Yeah. So this will be a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be great. Come dressed to shine.
Right.
Your ticket to the event includes one of our signature drinks for the evening.
Okay.
So bring a friend.
Yes.
And find a, you know, we're just really excited about it, and that we can be in person again. So
we have some photos we want to show folks.
Oh,
and,
yeah, great.
We'll let you explain what we're looking at as we scroll through them.
So this is just our postcard. Some people might be getting this in the mail soon. Mm-hmm. But Blake is one of our star kids.
Is he really?
And yeah. That we helped just this year.
That's great.
And, you know, it's just when you see the faces and know that there are individuals behind every one of those statistics, 47 kids diagnosed with cancer in the U.S. every day.
Every day.
And 1,600 will pass away from cancer in 2022.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a big number. We had our last gala was at Alba's, and actually that's my daughter on the on the right with the silver earrings there.
Okay.
But we had lots of guests. It's fun to come dressed up and shiny. And Sorbani is there in her gold dress. And she'll be hosting our event again this year.
Very nice.
We're so excited. Jane and her family are going to be at the event this year, and we have a wonderful little video to show about them, and then they're going to actually be there so that we can introduce them. Great success story of, you know, getting through treatment with cancer and moving forward. So.
So important, I think, to have these folks at this event because it makes it real. It puts a human face to it, you know.
It does. Yeah. It does. You know, I mean, we all feel the compulsion to and the compassion to give to different things that we really care about. But it does help when we get to see kind of the results and the people that we're helping.
Yeah. So. How do you make that connection, Lori? How do you find the families that need the help, or how do they find you?
Yeah, so almost all of our giving comes through the social workers and resource personnel at the various hospitals.
I see. Okay.
We work primarily just in New England. Most of our hospitals around the Boston area.
People come from all over the world.
But they come from all, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So by saying we're only going to be in, you know, Boston means that we see people from all over the world.
Sure.
And so some of the families we've helped are right next door in Dorchester or nearby or Dedham, but others, you know, do come a little bit further because we have some amazing treatments in Boston and they come for the ones at MGH, like proton therapy. But yeah, so it'll be really exciting to put a face and I'm always excited when I get to see the families.
Yeah.
Too, so.
What has, you know, this organization done for your family, would you say? Because Esther have siblings, right?
Yeah. All of my kids have been involved in their own ways.
Really?
They also have kept their distance in their own ways, as kids do, trying to find themselves. But it is really, I think we all want to be able to know that our child's life mattered.
Mm.
And I'm involved with a larger collaboration of childhood cancer organizations called Coalition Against Childhood Cancer. It's nationwide.
Okay.
It's a wonderful organization. But so we all share that same story. You know, anyone who's lost a person that they care about a lot wants to find some way to carry on their legacy. And so, you know, of course, it's been wonderful for us to get to do that. Esther wrote her journals.
I was just going to ask about this book sitting in front of you. Yeah.
Esther wrote her journals from the time she was about 7.
Wow.
And
think about that for a minute. A 7-year-old writing a journal. I mean,
these are all different,
but it's rare.
Yeah. These are different covers from her journals make up the cover of this beautiful book that was published by Penguin Random House. And it just tells, it's not a story about cancer in her mind. It was just a story about being a teenager and dealing with obstacles that life brought to her. And how did she turn that, how did she make sense of it, and how did she still live her life?
Yeah.
And that's the question we all ask, right? So.
Was she a very old soul, would you say? Because it sounds like she was just
she was certainly
beyond her years.
She was certainly a wise one.
A wise one, yeah.
She was certainly a wise one, and it had a lot of compassion.
Yeah.
And so she loved to write. One of her last tweet she ever said was, if I could have 3 wishes, she said I would, I'm not going to be able to quote it verbatim, although it's in the book.
It's in the book, yeah.
Her tweet just said, my 3 wishes would be to be able to reach in to bodies and take out the cancer without hurting them.
Sure.
Her second wish, she said, was to be able to dance, because she loved to dance and be active.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one she said was, words. And she just knew the power of words, you know, and how important they were. And that's also why we have her holiday. I don't know if you
please tell us
a picture
about Esther Day.
Esther Day, So Esther Day is August 3rd.
Okay.
This comes back to her relationship with John Green and his brother Hank. And they said to her on her 16th birthday, Esther, we want to celebrate your birthday with whatever topic you want every year in perpetuity.
Yep.
And what do you want it to be about? And she came back to them and said, I really want it to be about saying I love you to the people that we don't usually say it to, because maybe we're uncomfortable or they're so close to us we just don't take the time.
Okay.
And so it's not romantic.
Yeah.
It's about keeping your accounts short with people and saying I love you to your brother or your father or your uncle or your mom who wants to hear it too. And so that's what Esther Day is. It's a celebration of love, non-romantic love, and saying I love you to the people in your life while you have the time. And so we celebrate that every August 3rd. We're having a virtual party this year.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And John Green will be part of that party, and his wife, Sarah.
That's the nice thing about virtuality is you can have folks from anywhere, right?
Yeah. It's wonderful. So that's going to be really fun to do. And then also, the other thing that we all always try to celebrate is September, which is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
And I put in a request this year because I knew that they light up Zakim Bridge for different causes.
Yes. Yep.
And so I wrote and said, could I get a day in September? And so September 1st, not only Zakim Bridge, but also Longfellow Bridge in mm-hmm. Boston, and the Kenneth Burns Bridge in Worcester, and Four River Bridge right here in Quincy will all be lit up from dusk to dawn on September 1st in memory of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
And what color?
In gold.
Of course.
Because that's the color for childhood cancer.
Okay. Gold. Very nice. So I'm obviously going to use social media to tell folks about that.
Yeah. We hope that people will just spread. This isn't something that the Star Won't Go Out is doing. This is a nationwide.
Oh, all right.
The bridges are here in Massachusetts.
Right.
But September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is a nationwide awareness.
I see. Okay.
So it will help remind people, hopefully in the local area.
Yeah.
That's the case.
The book, the proceeds from the book, I'm assuming also go into the foundation?
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Okay.
And we have on our website, you can go to the click on shop, and you can order the book there. In that case, all the proceeds go to The Star Won't Go Out.
Okay.
You can find the book in other places.
Oh, you can.
You can go to Barnes & Noble. And in that case, then, of course, they get the proceeds.
Right, right. Okay.
So if you want to benefit the foundation, then you can do it through
order
our shop.
Through,
yeah. So TSWGO. Mm-hmm. thisstarwon'tgoout.org.
Yes.
And for the gala,
yep.
You just put in /gala2022.
Okay.
For the shopping, just /shop.
Okay. And the tickets are still available?
Tickets are still available.
Okay.
We hope more people. Actually, they have so much space there.
Yep.
We hope to keep adding more people.
The more the merrier.
And the more the merrier. Come out for a wonderful evening with friends and support a cause that matters a lot. Nobody, when I have speaking opportunities and you ask, do you know somebody that has cancer, everybody raises their hands. And of course, we especially don't want to think about the fact that kids
Children,
are suffering
yeah.
From this. And we work with kids all the way up through age 26.
You're reading my mind, Lori, because I was going to ask you, what's considered a child
in
the foundation's eyes.
Well, when we developed the foundation, yeah. I worked with the resource specialist at Dana-Farber, and I said, I want to make sure that we're helping the kids that it's hard to help.
Yeah.
And a lot of foundations work up through age 18,
because mm-hmm.
that's when we think you're
yeah.
an adult now.
Right.
But you're on your parents' insurance until you're 26,
right.
So we're like, well, you're still a kid.
Okay.
And so by doing that, we've been able to help a lot of like 22-year-olds and 24-year-olds who are struggling to be on their own, but not quite, not quite flying. And
right. Yeah, especially now with student loan debt that they're saddled
with.
There's
so much.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So those, I think those are some of my favorite ones too.
Okay.
Is when we can help, a young adult meet some needs, and they're so appreciative.
Yeah. Have you seen some of them give back to the foundation, would you say?
We have had, definitely, we've had, we have a longtime friend, actually, he's sponsoring part of our event this time. Sean Martin is down in Attleboro mm-hmm. and runs a liquor store, and he actually was part of an event that we went to. We had helped a young girl named Riley, she was a teenager, and then her dad was a firefighter in Mansfield, and so when she got through her treatment and she was doing great, they wanted to do an event for us, and so they got Sean involved, and so we've been friends ever since. But yeah, the people, a lot of times it's not that people need constant handouts, they just need a boost
yes.
to get through this difficult time.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, it all comes back to saying, we want you to be able to concentrate on what matters most, and that's your child.
Of course, yeah. So. It's pretty basic and
pretty
simple,
basic.
but at the same time, it's
yeah.
something that has an impact for a lifetime.
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful event, Lori.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And again, just This Star Won't Go Out, tswgo.org/ Gala 2022. There's going to be a couple of articles coming out, and Quincy Sun's going to have it, and Patriot Ledger
Great.
Has an article coming. So Good. You can look up there, too, for more details.
All right. Good to see you, as always.
All right. Thanks.
You're very welcome.